everyone, and welcome to another episode of 1923 Main Street,
home of everything to do with Disney travel in style. We are your hosts.
I am Mike Bella Braddock.
And I'm Amelia Bella Braddock. And today, discovering the differences, a detailed comparison of how to choose between popular t-shirts, sweatshirts, and hoodies you're seeing everywhere.
Yes, if you're a Disney fan, and we know you are because you're listening, you probably buy a lot of t-shirts and sweatshirts and hoodies, either from us or other companies online. And those of us who operate in print on demand, which is a really environmentally responsible way to produce clothing, will tend to use a number of popular blank t-shirts as our canvases, but they're not all created the same. So as I promised, I think in last week's episode, I want to talk to you about the differences between the major companies you'll see. So Gildan, Comfort Colors, Bell & Canvas. What are the differences in these t-shirts, and how do you know which one to pick for you, if you have a choice?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots to consider, especially depending on what time of year you're going. Like, I know the main thing with a lot of these is whether or not they're sweatworking or how heavy their fabrics are, because it makes more of a difference than you think.
So let's get right into those exact points. That's exactly what I want to talk to you about. Now, we do a lot of the work for you here. So we don't produce a shirt in, let's say, every single type of shirt. That's pointless. And it really leaves you, the customer, with wondering, how the heck do I pick? So we consider a lot of things Amelia just said and choose the appropriate shirt for the appropriate design. Occasionally, we'll do multiples. But let's start right in with which blank shirts are really the best for certain situations. I'm going to start with just a couple. We're not going through everything in the market. We're going through the most popular ones you'll see and those we use here in the shop. Women's t-shirts, for starters. There's two really popular ones, the Bell & Canvas 6400 and the Gildan 880. These both have the sort of women, you know, what would you call it? A fitted cut, I guess?
Yeah, like a shaped cut, not just like a boxy unisex t-shirt.
Exactly, that's right. So first I want to talk about the two of them, the differences, and then Amelia, I'd like to give you a chance to give your thoughts. So the Bell & Canvas 6400, this one is, it's lightweight, soft, and it's 100% cotton. So most of these are. It's really good for, I would say, hot Florida weather because it's light.
Well, that's important.
If you want to layer it, it's also good for that. And another thing about these is it produces the print colors quite vibrantly. They don't all produce them the same. The other one in this series is the Gildan 880. These are a couple that we use. Now, it's a more relaxed fit. It's still a quality made shirt, but it is slightly heavier. And this means it's more durable. It's got more of a, you know, a shirt feel as opposed to that lighter, sort of softer feel. It's a great choice for everyday wear if you're really not sure and you have a, you know, you have an option somewhere.
I mean, what I'm getting from this is kind of like the bottom line is to consider the fit and also the fabric preference, because I know sometimes in the Florida heat, softness goes a long way. So if you want the softness and the fitted look, I think you were saying a Bell & Canvas 6400. And then maybe more budget-friendly or relaxed fit could be the Gildan, I think the 880.
Yeah, that is an, actually, I'm glad you mentioned budget, because people will notice, or may or may not, but if you notice our different pricing, it is because the shirts themselves have different pricing as well, right? Some are more of a premium product, but that they're all exceptional shirts.
Yeah.
One thing I will tell you is we don't use anything that is not excellent.
Yeah, but I think the thing with the Gildan, not even that it's cheaper, it just feels more relaxed and the very trendy oversized. It feels very nicely fitted for the oversized look.
You know what? I would agree.
So it keeps its boxy shape well.
Exactly. I wouldn't like when you said fitted, but then you, I think I know what you mean. Because if you are getting an oversized shirt, I mean, they're all going to work, but the Bell & Canvas sort of drapes off you, whereas the Gildan sort of holds slightly more of a, it's like almost they have that exoskeleton type of feel to them.
And And I mean, I know we were talking about which ones have the graphics show up nicely, but like conversely, if you're thinking about wanting a more grunge or more worn out look, maybe go for one that doesn't keep it as nice.
And those are some of the things we do consider when we're, you know, we always consider the graphic and the shirt. And then, you know, if it's a summer shirt, well, we're going to possibly go lighter because we know you might wear it in the heat. Or if it's something you might wear over a swimsuit, it might be the softer one. But let's go into unisex shirts because there's a big category here. One thing we do at 1923 Main Street is we tend to veer towards unisex more than anything, although we do have men's and women's exclusives depending on the design. In this category, we have the super popular Bell & Canvas 3001, the Gildan 64000, and the Comfort Color 1717. So let me give my quick overview, and then you can give the bottom line.
All right.
So the Bell & Canvas 3001, probably the one I go to most of all when I'm picking shirts. It's really popular. It's known for its fit, of course, and soft feel, as a lot of them are. Also 100% cotton. It's got a lot of good color options. And once again, its real benefit is it's lightweight.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the big thing, especially if you're planning on wearing these things to Disney World. Even Disneyland, the heat gets to you when you're in a line, when you maybe haven't had as much water as you'd like. Just Florida heat as a concept, the lightweight is definitely your
friend. Noticed that too. Like the next one, the Gildan, you're going to see a theme here because the Gildan, again, more structured. And in the fall, I like those because they're, you know, I wouldn't say heavier, but they are heavier, heavyweight. But not heavy, right? We're talking about t-shirts here. So it's slightly heavier, so it gives it that more structured look. And it's more affordable generally. And then in this category, another super popular one that you're going to see, whether you shop at Etsy or wherever you're shopping, is probably Comfort Color 1717. Also 100% cotton. This one's really popular, but it's, again, a relaxed fit, but it has a lot more colors, right? Garmin dyed colors. And it's known for its sort of lived-in feel, right? It's got a slightly different feel. So it's popular as well. You talked about vintage look. This is one I often consider for the grunge when I have distressed graphics that we're doing in the store.
So like a thrift store look, but it's new.
Yes, but ironically, it comes at a cost because it is one of the pricier shirts that you're going to find. So what do you think? What's your take on a bottom line on the unisex shirts we carry?
I mean, I think a lot of the unisex shirts, because they're made to be so versatile, are just generally good, and it's kind of hard to go wrong with that.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I think it's very much, again, based on style preference, the fit and the use, because same thing, like a girl and a guy might want to style the same shirt or graphic differently. So you have to look at which of the shirts are you looking for. Again, like right now, the thrift store is very trendy. If you're not trying to like necessarily go to a thrift store, but you want to encapture that look, I think saying, yeah, the Comfort Colors 1717 is, I think, would be a good choice for that. And then classic, budget friendly, the Gildan. It's kind of hard to go wrong with Gildan. So many people use them.
Yeah, that's true.
I nearly guarantee you must have a Gildan in your closet, and they're pretty reliable.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why so many people use them.
Well, yeah, they're not going to put out, you know, junk. And then the Bell & Canvas offers very like trendy retail IM boutique. It's very nice and lightweight, as you were saying. So cannot go wrong with lightweight. I will go back to it again and again.
Now, hoodies. I tend to go with two main hoodies. So there's two of them I want to talk about here. The Cotton Heritage M2580 and the Gildan 18500. So the Cotton Heritage, this is a premium hoodie. They're both cotton poly blends, but it's, you know, it's really warm. It's got like a fleecy type of interior. So it's a little more cozy in that respect. So, you know, you could say, oh, that's better for colder weather. It is a premium blend. But again, I find that they sort of, like the Bell & Canvas we're talking about earlier, they sort of drape a little bit more, right? Whereas the Gildan, we know the theme already with Gildan clothes, also cotton poly. But it's got a good roomy, it's still soft, but a roomier fit.
But I mean, you might like drapey. Like, yeah, I know drapey definitely has its benefits. It's not something just like, oh, it's drapey, write it off.
Right, exactly. And the Gildan is, again, it's a little bit more affordable. So you're going to see if some hoodies are more expensive on our shop, there's a good chance this is the premium hoodie, the Cotton Heritage. And then finally, the Gildans, as we know, have a more structured look. So give us the bottom line on hoodies.
Yeah. Again, they're both good options. You really can't go wrong. It's very much individualized here. So price, I think, with the hoodies becomes more of a consideration as the margins tend to grow bigger because they're more expensive inherently. The Cotton Heritage definitely comes more of a premium price tag, and it is a little bit softer, a little bit more cozier for the cooler weather. But I feel like I'm the Gildan ambassador today. You have to consider what you want. If you want like the boxier shape, the oversized look, the Gildan might be the way to go.
And you know,
if that's what you want out of your hoodie.
As I mentioned at the beginning, we don't always give you a choice. We don't say we don't offer everything in both, but the point of this is for you to understand there are differences, and those differences are why we will go one way or another when we're selecting these. And let's close it out with sweatshirts.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes I even consider like what type of product I want to buy before looking at the design. Like sometimes the product is more important. Yeah. If I don't have a design in mind,
then you can do the reverse. And we always note in, I don't know if everybody does this every shop, but I absolutely ensure that on our shop at 1923mainstreet.com, every item tells you what it is printed on. So you are well aware, because we believe you should know exactly what you're buying.
And now when you see those little lines of products names, they'll mean something to you. Or you can refer back to our show notes.
Let's close it right out with the sweatshirts. They are similar to the hoodies. There's two I want to talk about. Again, Cotton Heritage, the M2480 and the Gildan 18,000. Pretty similar story here. Cotton Heritage, cotton poly blend, you know, comfort durable. It's got ribbed cuffs, a nice waistband for a little bit of a more snug fit around the waist. Fleecy, nice interior. And again, it is a premium product. The Gildan is, again, good soft feel and really less pilling on the Gildans. That is one thing. If you don't want to get your little pill remover, Amelia's always asking me for those little things, the Gildans pill less.
Honestly,
in my experience.
And that's very impressive to me, the way that they pill less, because I would assume they'd pill more, and that's not the
case. Because, yeah, those softer ones tend to, you know, just because in the fleecy, tend to get a little bit more pilly. This is the Gildan's very classic sweatshirt fit. Again, I wouldn't say boxy, but more rigid, right? Sturdy. You know you're wearing a good sweatshirt, and what I love about them is they wear as they, you know, the more you wear them and wash them, they soften up really nicely. So bottom line on sweatshirts.
Yeah, sweatshirts are my forte. I own so many of them. But basically, a big thing to consider with sweatshirts that you might not think about is considering the level of warmth you want. Because with these ones specifically, I actually noticed they differ a lot. Like, I was able to wear a Gildan in the March heat. I could not wear the Cotton Heritage one in the heat. That is definitely more of a cooler weather sweatshirt. So if you want it for outdoors, consider the time of year that you're using it for. If you want it as like a fall jacket type thing, maybe go a little bit warmer with the Cotton Heritage. If you want it a little bit cooler for the look, the Gildan is the choice. And again, it's more structured, has the boxier, oversized feel that I know a lot of us are looking for in our sweatshirts, but they're both very good. They both have their benefits. And the Cotton Heritage does, as you were talking about, have the waistband, so it actually does look a little bit
more. I mean, they all have waistband, but it's got a...
No.
It's not snug, but it's
bonus
all right.
For the rib
cuffs. So there you have it. A really quick overview. But as Amelia mentioned, check out the blog post on 1923mainstreet.com if you want to read this a little again. We went through it quickly. But just know that we put a lot of thought into which shirt for which design, and they are not all created equal. So there you have it. Thanks as always for listening. We hope this episode was helpful for you. Follow along on social media at 1923 Main Street. We will see you again next week, and have a magical day.
Bye-bye.